A moment with a man on his sickbed. For the sake of confidentiality, I will refer to my man on his sickbed as Patient X. He's your typical beer-bellied gentleman who you could easily meet in the local pub or see him cheering on his favourite football team from the stands. Today, prior days and no doubt more days to come, he is my Patient X. Always apologising for the fact that I have to care for him, and often followed by, "You're so kind and patient. No matter how many times I call, you always seem to be the one that comes. Or whatever you have to do for me, you do it with care and without judgment." I replied, "You could be my dad, my brother or my uncle." He looks at his own milky skin and we both laugh. He doesn't say much, just small talk and lots of thank yous. But today, for the first time, he begins to open up, sharing family issues and how just a few months before admission to our unit, he discovered his daughter in her bedroom, covered in blood after attempting suicide with a self-inflicted wound to the chest and neck. The worst day in his life is how he described it to me. She's now in a secure women's mental health unit. He watches other patients receive visits from family while he receives none. He's lonely but understands any spare time, all attention has to be given to his daughter. To my surprise, this cautious gentleman suddenly, slowly falls up in the fetal position in his hospital bed to which he has been bound and begins to cry profusely. In my feeble attempt to console and sympathise, his cries become louder and deeper. I was about to call a colleague for some assistance, but heard Holy Spirit say, "Stay and let him let it all out." I reassured him she is in the right place to get the help she needs, and his tears continue to flow. Holy Spirit says, "Ask Patient X his daughter's name." I ask him her name. He tells me. Holy Spirit says, "Tell him God knows her name." I said it loudly. "God knows her name." And then I prayed it quietly in his ear. "God knows her name." His cries recede and he says thank you. A few days later, as I'm leaving the building, I'm met by a young woman coming into the building. I smile and say hello, and she smiles back. She goes on to tell me that she's visiting her granddad. Yes, it was Patient X. Each encounter is just that. Your simple interaction could be a pit stop on someone's journey to Christ, a journey that's already started. You could meet someone at the beginning, the middle, partway, midway on their journey. You could be the one that could meet them on their final step and help them towards Jesus. Show love, show Jesus, preach Jesus every time. For we may never know all the people we have touched. We may never know all the lives that we have reached for the King and his kingdom. Luke 10 verse 25 to 37 speaks of the Good Samaritan and the innkeepers. In God's kingdom, we need good Samaritans and good innkeepers. Some are on the front line, some are in the background, just peddling away. We are all required for the kingdom of God. God bless and have a wonderful day.